Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many years ago, our next guest came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan to get his master's degree from the University of South Carolina in computer science. And since then, he decided to stay and see if he could take what he learned to new levels in this land of opportunity. His latest endeavor is owning and operating a trucking company out of the Midlands that continues to grow and hire more people. Alex Abrashkin is CEO of Motor Supply Incorporated. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Now, I gave a real quick two-sentence summary there. Give us a few more details on how you ended up here, you know, just for your computer science degree, and then you stayed, and you've kind of become an entrepreneur since then.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was born and raised in Kazakhstan, pretty much on the other side of the planet. And my perception of the United States was mostly through, you know, Hollywood movies, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis. And I didn't know much about the country, but I was one of the lucky few that won a scholarship and was able to come here for a master's degree. And that obviously blew my mind. I was given three choices, actually: Missouri, Montana, and South Carolina. And I immediately set my eyes on the more southern, warmer state, close to the ocean. And that sealed my fate for the next two decades.
And you graduated and initially went into a technology career, right?
That is correct. I started a company called Iteca here years ago, challenging a startup that tried to disrupt a very delicate time capture industry. Our clients were attorneys, you know, law firms. Frankly, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, and it required probably a little more experience and expertise from me and my team. The business that I run today is called Motor Supply. It's more of a tried and true business. It's a trucking company, long haul trucking. We haul freight in all 48 continental states. In fact, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking on my screen, and eight of our trucks are running through the country from New Mexico all the way to New Jersey. That's what I've been doing for the past 3 years.
But being in a tried and true business like this, there are lots of competitors.
That is true. Yeah, it doesn't come without challenges. In fact, trucking specifically is a very thin margin industry, and every penny counts. In fact, if you imagine a truck tire, you can say how much tires cost you per mile for your entire fleet over the course of a year, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to be very efficient in how you approach this.
Talking to others in your industry, in the trucking industry, one of the biggest challenges, and in fact, this is a challenge just about any industry right now, and that's finding qualified employees. Are you facing the same challenge?
In a way, yes. And in fact, about 80% of my efforts in the past year were spent on building a team and recruiting the best talent, both to support fleet operations, you know, back office people, but most importantly, drivers. And many valuable lessons learned. I thought, well, it's just a problem. We'll figure it out. But 2 years into it, I can say this is a very delicate problem that companies, big companies, are struggling with. And the lessons that I've learned in trying to solve this: don't ever give expectations that you cannot keep. Like, you can only promise things that you can. Be honest, be transparent. In the way we solved it, we basically offered the maximum industry pay. I said, how about this? We'll pay the top dollar we can afford for this job and invite the best people. And then our only job will be to filter out those who are not good fit on the technical level, you know, or personality level. And the biggest challenge, in fact, is not finding a good driver. It's finding a good person attached to it, somebody who shares the same values with you, someone who is going to keep their word same way you will be keeping yours. In fact, I had to completely re-gear my team. Instead of trying to build a standard HR department where we just have a process and everybody goes through the same filter, we actually hired, on an advice of a very reputable, now retired, a local entrepreneur, we hired someone who is more of a people's person, and trying to sort of filter them, not through their skill set first, but through their personality fit first. I don't have nightmares about not having drivers in this company anymore, and that's very comforting at this point.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I enjoyed it, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Alex Abrashkin is CEO of Motor Supply Incorporated, and he talked to us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.